You know, living in Winston-Salem over the past 10 years, I've been continually amazed at the incredibly high level of music making that goes on by musicians who call the triad home. Next week is no exception, with four-time Grammy Award-winning tenor and High Point native Anthony Dean Griffey in concert. He'll be joined by one of the greatest guitarists of his generation and University of North Carolina School of the Arts faculty Joseph Pecoraro. Also on the program will be internationally renowned collaborative pianist Warren Jones, who grew up in High Point as well. Tony's gorgeous tenor voice has been heard in the great opera houses of the world, as well as in recital at Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, Hollywood Bowl, and Avery Fisher Hall. Pair that talent with the sublime sounds and superb musicianship of classical guitarist and arranger Joseph Pecoraro, and you get This Little Light, their new Christmas album, featuring Joe's gorgeous new arrangements, and we'll be sampling from them throughout the interview. You can also hear Tony, Joe, and Warren live in concert on Tuesday, December 18th at 7 o'clock in the Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church in High Point. Tony and Joe recently joined me in Studio A.
Raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens.
The initial idea of this project came to me in 2010. I was doing a Christmas concert for Open Door Ministries in High Point, and several people had asked me, why do you not have a Christmas album out? So it's an idea that has been in the back of my mind running around back there. And then I'd worked with Joe earlier on another Christmas project for Open Door Ministries concert, and I thought this would be a perfect collaboration.
Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings.
Initially, my family was helped by Urban Ministries at that time in the 70s when I was a child. And I made a promise to myself when I moved back in this area 9 years ago that I would become actively involved in several projects that I'm involved in, with Open Door Ministries, the Mental Health Association, the Arts Council in High Point. And it's something that I think is an artist that bridges the gap because, you know, as a quote-unquote opera singer, which I don't refer to myself to very often, I refer to myself as a singer who happens to sing opera and other types of music. But, you know, they think that I run around, you know, with a Viking helmet and sing in a foreign language all the time. So this was a way for me also to bring education to the people as well.
Take our sins away.
I think the people in radio land can already hear that I wasn't blessed with the same wonderful voice that Anthony Griffey was. And so when we're singing together, it sounds corny, but for this brief time, I sort of get to have his voice and I get to be inside of it. And I think I really imagine that I'm the one singing. So like a singer-songwriter would do or something naturally, my playing is going to be right with my singing. Why would it be otherwise? And it kind of takes me away, even though I have a lot of things to think about and manage, there's a part of me that gets to go away and gets to be inside of Tony's voice. I don't have to think a lot about being together when I'm singing along with him.
What child is this who laid to rest?
Guitarist Joe Pecoraro and tenor Anthony Dean Griffey. You can hear them both live in concert along with 2010 Collaborative Pianist of the Year Warren Jones on Tuesday, December 18th at 7 o'clock in the Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, 1225 Chestnut Drive in High Point. From the beginning of his career, Tony's been active in many charitable efforts, and this benefit concert is a great example. Proceeds from this magical Christmas concert with four-time Grammy Award-winning tenor Tony Griffey and friends will go to Open Door Ministries, local homeless shelter in High Point. You'll find links to more information and to Joe and Tony's new holiday CD, This Little Light, on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Incredibly, admission to this performance is free. A love offering will be taken at intermission for Open Door Ministries. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.